Beautiful but Deadly,
where the beauty of makeup
meets the horror of true crime, with Chuck
and Liz.
So today, we're talking about the McKinney Manor. You having a good time?
I have rock with these stuff in my head, sorry.
I hate you. Okay, trigger warnings. Torture, kidnapping, general violence.
Yes.
I wasn't exactly sure what exactly I should put in for trigger warning, so there it is. So, Wikipedia describes the McKinney Manor as an American haunted house attraction in which survival horror-style events are enacted. McKinney Manor is considered a pioneer of extreme haunted attractions. It was founded in San Diego by Russ McKinney and originally located on his property. The house operates year-round, offering visitors a tour that can last up to 8 hours. Guests must sign a liability waiver to participate. McKinney Manor has attracted significant controversy, criticism, and media scrutiny for its use of simulated aggression and various forms of physical and psychological torture, which we'll get into detail about in a bit.
So extreme haunts are essentially those people that don't get a rush from, like, haunted houses anymore. So they're looking for that next thing.
They're adrenaline junkies.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, so they also have locations in Tennessee and Alabama. And shockingly, allegedly, there's a wait list for about 24,000 people. But some people online speculate that the owner could be, exaggerating, though, like, you know, in order to make it seem more popular than it is.
Mm-hmm. And more exclusive.
Exactly. So, from their website, the requirements to participate are you must be 21 or older, or be between 18 and 20 and have parental consent.
Okay.
Which is interesting. Complete a sports physical and have a doctor's letter stating that you are physically and mentally cleared. Pass a background check. Be screened via Facebook, FaceTime, or phone. Have proof of medical insurance. Sign a detailed 40-page waiver, which can take 2 hours, the whole process. And pass a portable drug test the day of the show. And they also have a warning on their website that reads, "Be warned, McKinney Manor is not your standard boo haunted house. This is an audience participation event in which you will live your own horror movie. This is a rough, intense, and truly frightening experience. You must be in great health to participate. Last year's haunt was absolutely nothing compared to the new McKinney Manor." So new for what they had last year. McKinney Manor presents Descent. The new evolution, the interactive survival horror theater. Understand that each tour will be different based upon your personal fears and can last up to 6 hours. Each guest will be mentally and physically challenged until you reach your personal breaking point. Do not wear expensive clothing. Do not bring anything but that cannot get wet. This can be an aggressive experience and our actors will come in contact with you. You cannot in any way return the contact. If anyone becomes rowdy, pushing, shoving, running, they will immediately be removed. No questions asked. Anyone that has been drinking alcohol or taking drugs will not be allowed into the haunt and will be asked to leave the property. At check-in, you'll be required to show ID. The waiver process for Descent will last 2 hours. One performance only per week, year-round. Specific requirements must be met in order to ever take the tour. Think about the average 10 to 20 minute haunt or a theme park at Halloween and what you've experienced. Was it really interactive and scary? At the new McKinney Manor, you will experience thrills that you have never seen before. You will be tested to your very core. If things become too much, you can always quit if we let you. I would like to point out that they don't, make you, pay, really. Mm-hmm. He just asked for donations for dog food, for his dogs, which is interesting. So, I watched an episode of Dark Tourist about McKinney Manor, where the host speaks with the owner, goes through the attraction. The owner, Russ, says that he partially learned how to do these things by being in the military for 23 years. He said he learned how to interrogate people and use mind control. They use hypnotisms too, sometimes. He said that the people who partake are adrenaline junkies, but even for adrenaline junkies, it seems a little extreme, in my opinion. McKinney said he does, however, use mental techniques to convince people they are experiencing things that they're not. He said he films every visit so he has proof of what happened and didn't happen during it. He said there's no torture, there's nothing like that, but under hypnosis, if you make someone believe there's something really scary going on, that's just in their own mind and not reality. No one is leaving with eyebrows today.
That seems a little much.
It really seems like they just like to torture people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure if the owner is a psychopath.
And the filming it is what's getting it for me. Like, why? I get his explanation, but at the same time, I feel like he just likes watching them. Watching them back, or maybe even, I don't know, selling them? Selling torture videos?
I thought about that.
Because he is actually torturing these people. Like, no cap, but also allegedly, he is torturing these people.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not hypnosis. He's not making these people hallucinate or being tortured. No. They're being tortured.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Okay. So, obviously, the McKamey Manor is actually quite dangerous. They have had someone have a heart attack before. And something that the author of the article brings up is that the employees aren't properly trained to deal with things like that. Let's see. So the possible consequences, such as dry drowning or possible damage to lungs, were never explained. If actors weren't aware of the consequences and possible life-threatening situations, it's fair to say that they had no idea what they were doing. The actors were never told what to do in certain situations. For example, how to properly approach someone who is having a panic attack or loses consciousness. So after being kidnapped, a haunt can last up to 8 hours. They only do their attraction once a week. And one of the controversies this place had was originally, the owner wouldn't allow safe words that would automatically stop the show. But allegedly, after people complained, they now allow them. But at least in the show that I watched, the host like signed something giving the owner permission to ignore his safe word.
Then it's not a safe word.
No. In the show, they start by putting them in a straitjacket. They use like the mouth spreaders, you know that game?
Yep.
Okay. And they taped their eyes with duct tape. The owner then kicked them, yelled at them, tried to humiliate them, slapped them. Then put headphones on them to make them listen to a creepy soundtrack. Basically being like, no one will hear your screams, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. No one will stop.
Like the toy box killer.
Yeah. After that, the host quit. He said he really didn't like it. Luckily, the owner actually listened to his safe phrase. That was nice.
Probably because he was on camera.
Yep.
And he couldn't control.
The other participant, though, didn't tap out. They dunked him into freezing water multiple times while his eyes were still closed, held their hand over his mouth when he tried to scream, and yelled at him. Then he quit after this. And the owner afterwards just thought it was so funny. He looked so fucking happy with how it went. I've also seen clips where people are bleeding. Allegedly had their teeth pulled out, although some people speculate that could be fake. Submerged into water where they can't close their mouths or anything because they have the mouth spreaders.
And that's how you drown. Awesome. Yep.
From the wiki page. During the tour, employees may physically assault patrons, waterboard them, force them to eat and drink unknown substances, have them bound and gagged, and engage in other forms of physical and psychological torture. Allegedly, they may even be drugged at some point. So I have no idea how any of this can be legal, even with a waiver.
I didn't either, because I feel like you can't essentially consent to have someone torture you. In some way, you can't consent to have someone, like, eat your body parts, for example.
Yeah, that's true.
Or amputate a limb, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Even assist with suicide. Like, that's not
that's illegal.
So I don't know how that waiver could hold up in court.
There's one participant who did it in 2016 who said that she had used her safe word multiple times for several minutes, but she was ignored, and she ended up going to the hospital with extensive injuries.
I'm not shocked. Because mm-hmm. they're not there to provide a haunt or anything like that. They're there to torture people.
Yeah, like, I genuinely think that the owner, like, gets off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because in the host kept trying to be like, okay, like, why do you do it? And, like, he didn't really have any kind of answer that made sense.
And there's so many ways to do it, essentially what they're doing, but in a safe way that's actually fun.
Exactly.
That you can, like, get out and, like, laugh at it. It's like an unknown substance. There's a, we all played that game where you, like, put your hand in a paper bag.
And it's touch
like,
it, yeah.
And it feels gross, but it's just, like, grapes. But it feels like eyeballs, for example. You yeah. can do that. Or, like, those jelly beans that, like, taste like puke, but obviously they're not puke. There's a way to do that and have, like, a mysterious substance, but it's actually just, like, ketchup.
Exactly.
Or, like, simulate waterboarding or whatever. Where it's just, like, you put on an eye mask and it's just, like, the dripping sound, for example.
Yeah.
Something like that. There's a way to make sure that nobody gets hurt while doing a scary haunt.
Like, some of the stuff that I saw, like, Because they showed, like, what they did with the host and the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing him being dumped in that freezing fucking water where he's clearly, like, he's not drowning because they, like, dip him and bring him up. But your body is experiencing freezing cold water. You're going to panic. Like, seeing it was, like, horrifying.
With your mouth spread open? No.
Yeah, his eyes were taped shut. And then, like, at one point he starts screaming and they covered his mouth and it's, like...
I feel like the moment you touch them like that, like, to slap them or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's not a haunt.
No.
You're just hitting them.
Exactly. Like, they slapped him in the face and I was, like, come again?
Yeah, no.
And they say, oh, you can't hit back or whatever. Okay, but that's... If you were in, like, fight or flight...
Yeah. At that point, if they ignored my safe word, I'm going to start swinging.
Exactly.
I'm going to start swinging.
For them to ignore
safe word,
I'm going to be like, but don't hit back.
Yeah.
Like, don't hit
my ass
stop
out.
Stop it. You know, blah, blah, blah. It's like...
They're not there to just scare people. It's
no,
like a,
I don't think
it's
so.
Like a YouTube prankster. It's not a prank. You're just terrorizing people.
Yeah. And you know what's fucked up that he talked about? When he has, like, you know, new, like, shows or tours, whatever he fucking calls them, and he has people come, he calls the cops to be like, hey, just so you know, I'm doing this, you know, just in case you get any weird calls. Because people have called and be like, there are people being fucking murdered. Like, because, you know, if you don't know,
and it sounds
and
like
people
it.
Fucking screaming and being fucking drowned,
someone needs to sue his ass.
Like, it's fucking, I don't know how he hasn't been. Like, because waivers only cover so much.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like, I genuinely, like, even watching, because I, like, was reading all this, and I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, let me watch this, like, Dark Taurus, like, episode on it.
I have a YouTube video for you.
And it's not even any better. It was worse.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy's a fucking maniac. The smiling, the laughing the whole time. He seems like a fucking crazy person.
And there are certain things that it's, like, it's classic for haunts to see, like, for example, to say, you can say your safe word, but we'll ignore it. But
yeah,
in
like
any
joking.
Actual, well, not joking, it's like faking to make it more scary.
Well, exactly.
But in
I
an
mean.
Actual, like, haunt, they'll listen to it.
Yes. And in actual, like, you know, like, haunted houses, you don't touch the actors, and most of the time, they don't touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
That shit breeds, like, what kind of, that begs the question, what kind of person would sign up to work there? And torture people, because I know I certainly could not.
Allegedly, some of them were prior guests I was reading, and I was like, that's...
We'd love a cycle of abuse.
Exactly. But it's like, I want to know what in his mind made him be like, I should start this.
I get the idea behind it, but where he took it, I don't understand. I get
yeah.
extreme haunts. I get
because
that.
I don't know how to say this, but he was thinking about, like making it like a chain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a franchise.
Yeah, and having the different ones. Like, he already has, like, 3 locations.
That's insanity.
Like, and it's weird. It, like, doesn't sit right with me. So, they have, like, one kind of attraction that offers a $20,000 reward if you complete it. However, the owner deducts $500 for every failed challenge or the use of profanity. Which seems like bullshit to me and kind of weird. But in fact, the punishment escalates if you swear, because McCamey, of all people, has a puritanical streak. He says he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink coffee, and he doesn't cuss. There's no nudity or sexual suggestion in the manner.
He just tortures people.
Yeah. That's where we draw the line. You're torturing people and they can't, I'm sorry, swear in your presence. You're torturing
like,
people and they can't swear.
I allow torture, but I draw the line at cussing. You allow torture?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
For a normal person, no, it does not.
Yeah. And then there was a Marine who almost finished the tour. But then the owner, for no real reason, stopped the tour and claimed that the guy needed medical help. I have a feeling he doesn't have $20,000.
No. Oh, I didn't want to give it to someone. Because then that challenge has been beaten.
Exactly. I saw, like, part of the video of the Marine doing it. He was taking, like, a fucking champ.
He's a Marine.
Well, he's a Marine, yes. And then all of a sudden, I was just like, like, you know, I need some medical help. The guy was, like, cold. They, like, wrapped him in blankets. He was fucking fine. He was fine. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
It needs to be shut down.
I agree. Like, what? And I don't know how the cops are, like, going along with it.
Because I feel like part of being scared and looking to being scared is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have some kind of fun in it, and there's no fun in that.
No.
In being tortured.
It does not seem fun.
Even to, like, to have not a single adrenaline junkie go through it and be like, that was so fun. Come on.
A lot of people have complained.
Well, yeah, I see why.
Well, yeah, obviously, because they end up getting fucking injured. And some people, I guess, have needed, like, therapy.
No shit.
Well, yeah.
And, like, there are other very scary, like, extreme haunts or what have you that don't do that.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen videos. They're creepy.
Like, I don't...
scary, spooky.
And, like, the guy, so, like, there was the host. I said there was the other guy. The other guy was signed up to do it, like, anyways. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, yeah. Like, thinking that he was, like...
gonna be able to do it.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't even know in your mind. Like, what makes you think, oh, they're gonna torture me? I got this. Like, what?
Probably because there's almost this, like, amount of trust you have to have with the people in haunts that, like, oh, they have a real chainsaw, but they're not going to even get close enough to hit me with that chainsaw, for example.
Yeah.
That maybe they have that trust even when it's not earned. Or, like, they can't really injure me, right? That's yeah. not legal, even with the waiver. They can't injure me.
And, like, the owner was kind of explaining it, and he was like, because the host was like, so there's a chance you could, like, die. And he's like, well, like... like, there's a chance, basically. But, like, in 16 years, which I didn't know he'd been doing it for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, he's been doing that long. Nobody's died. And he's like, someone had a heart attack. And he's like, yeah, he had a heart attack. He didn't die. It's like, homie. Someone comes close to dying. You're like, it's fine.
Was it me?
It wasn't me. It wasn't my fault.
I gotta show you that video, though. I wonder if there's any videos of the Kami Manor on YouTube.
Oh, there are.
I know mom sees them. So yes, there are hours-long videos from
on YouTube.
McKamey Manor. They're rough, thank you.
I don't suggest watching them.
I feel queasy.
Yeah. It's rough.
It reminds me of House of a Thousand Corpses and the house that October built, if you guys have ever seen those movies. Both are kind of based around, like, the house that October built is about, like, a group of people going for an extreme haunt. It actually started as a documentary. But then they were like, this would be a pretty sick horror movie.
Where, oh my, like, god.
What if people started, like, following us as, like, an extreme haunt? That's where, like, the fake part comes in.
Interesting. That's crazy.
Oh, okay. Look.
Oh, I know. I took pictures.
So instead of doing anything with McKamey Manor, maybe watch that kind of shit horror movie. That's on October built.
Like, I really don't know how McKamey Manor is legal. It is really sick. Like, they really should shut it down.
Yeah.
And of course, there'll be people will be like, but they consented, me. It's like, doesn't make it right, thank you.
Doesn't make it legal either.
That's you, thank you. Like, the video that we saw, before they even signed the waiver, they were already smacking them around. It is a wonder that they haven't been sued yet.
And one girl was saying, I quit, I want to quit, whatever, and they kept talking her back into it.
Yeah, like, manipulating her. Yeah. It's no bueno for me.
And the editing is awful, but...
oh, know, yeah, but we won't talk about that.
So I guess with all that being said, I'll move on to my section.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Not like McKamey Manor. I want you to guess when a makeup item expires, approximately.
Oh.
So, like I said, this is an approximate.
Okay.
And all the times here are an estimated average. On the back of all of your cosmetics, there will be a small jar on the back with a number. Okay.
Interesting. And
that's how many months that makeup is good for. So if it's a 6 months, 12 months. Once open.
I definitely don't follow any of that. But we will
know
guess.
But you should.
And I won't. Thank you.
So let's get to guessing. Okay, how long do you think a primer will last?
Ooh. I'm gonna say a year.
I'll link my sources, but my sources say 1 to 2 years.
Interesting, okay.
How long do you think foundation lasts?
I'll say 1 year for that, too.
So this one, I got a mixed bag.
Oh.
Anywhere from 6 months to 2 years.
I feel like the face products, like, last longer. Because, like, with mascara, you're putting it on your eyes. It can go into your eyes. So it's a little more dangerous than, like, foundation.
Yeah. But I should also say, if it starts getting discolored, smelling funky,
moldy.
Getting moldy, gloopy, gloppy.
Throw that shit.
Yeah, it's done. Concealer.
I'll go 6 months for concealer.
Allegedly 1 year.
Interesting. Okay.
Listen, I'm going to use that shit up until it's done.
Yeah.
Regardless of how long I've had it.
Like, I'm a broke bitch, you know? I can't just be throwing shit out and buying new shit every 3 to 6 to a year. No.
Yeah, no. Okay, face powder.
I feel like that shit could last forever. I'm going to say 2 years.
2 to 3 years.
Ah.
Especially that Coty. When you open it, it smells like it's been, like, there for 5 years already.
Yeah, Cody Hairspray smells like shit.
It smells like old woman. But like one that had a lot of perfume. Died.
I'll give you that.
And then was brought back.
I'll give you that.
Liquid blush. I decided to change it up. What about liquid blush?
Liquid blush. I'll say a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at me. Killing the game. We aren't keeping points, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Bronzer and contour. How long do you think it'll last?
A year.
2 years.
Damn.
Because it's powder.
Damn.
Okay. Liquid highlighter. How long do you think it'll last?
Year.
6 months to a year. An eyebrow pencil.
I'll say 6 months to a year.
I saw around a year.
Okay.
Eyeshadow. Now this one is where we get extra controversial.
They're probably 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months, and then somewhere I saw 2 years. Listen. I feel like, and everyone who wears makeup can chime in, eyeshadow is like that one product where, like, even if you're like expiration dates, no one's throwing out their eyeshadow.
No! Especially what, like a whole palette? You thought?
We have that Naked palette from like 2015, like from when I was in middle school.
Imagine having a Natasha Denona. 3 months you got thrown out? You fucking thought.
Well, that's why you gotta look in the drawer in the back.
Fuck that. I'll keep it for the rest of my life if I'm spending that much money.
Like I said, we had that Naked palette from when I was in middle school. So, like,
it was
7 years.
It wasn't mold or anything.
Yeah, I still use it.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's fine. It didn't hurt my eyes.
It's fine.
Okay. I don't endorse doing that, though.
No.
Please don't get styes.
Be clear. Be better than me. Thank you.
Mascara.
I think that's also 3 months.
3 to 6 months. Mm. Eyeliner.
6 months.
3 to 6 months. Mm. Lipstick. Now this one, another one. This is shocking.
3 months?
1 to 3 years, I saw.
Really? Something you put on your mouth? I'm fucking shook.
Here's the way I see it. Your eyes excrete things that are not supposed to be in your eyes, but your mouth doesn't excrete things that aren't supposed to be in your mouth, if that makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Yes, yes, I see what you're saying.
What do you think is the oldest makeup product you have?
Probably that fucking Naked palette.
I feel like mom might beat us with some of her cleaning stuff. I went through like all of her stuff throughout most of it, but
too old.
My Clinique.
Yeah, if you wonder where we get it from, not throwing shit out.
Her parents.
Thanks, mom.
Both of our parents are just pack rats.
Facts.
That's the oldest one I have. Yeah, the Naked palette. I've had a lot of the stuff I use for a very long time.
I feel like I cleaned out my vanity. I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Good for us.
Me. But I do have some palettes I've had for a while.
Even mascara, I'm not throwing it out until like it stops working. Okay, it's like dry and crumbly.
Like, exactly. I have a mascara. It's the Kush mascara by Milk that mom bought me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'm just starting to run out of it now.
Rookie numbers.
Like,
I have that sample one that I've had minimum 2 years.
Jeez!
Like, the Nors. NARS.
NARS.
NAR. I've become Australian. The NARS Organism Palette. Not palette.
Organism.
The Organism Blush.
Oh my.
I have. It's become like, you know when it gets hard on the top? You can't use it anymore. I still keep it though.
Ma'am.
Oh, I can repress it. Do you remember when that was a thing?
Nasty bitch.
Whenever I was repressing anything?
Yeah.
People are fiends. They're repressing shit just for, like, ha-has.
Yeah.
Shits and brims.
All right, is there anything else you would like to say?
Don't do McCamey Manor, otherwise I'm going to be judging you.
Just don't do McCamey Manor
really
for yourself.
I'm really thinking about your mental health. I'm worried about you.
Like, if you're the kind of person that goes into McCamey Manor knowing what it is, I'm already worried for you.
Yeah, I'm worried about your mental health. Instead of going to McCamey Manor, please go see a therapist. Talk
to them
about it first.
Bungee jump. Play that knife game. All these things are a lot more safe.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck. Don't die out there.
Yeah. if you liked this episode, you can follow us on Instagram.
Oh, and please give us a rating.
Yes. Leave a review. Email us at beautifulbutdeadlypodcast@gmail.com. Did I say where we are on Instagram? We're Beautiful But Deadly Pod.
Yes.
And
we'll see you beautiful people next time.
Bye.
Bye.